going to start off by asking a question that we have asked everybody, which is, how did you get into speech?
How did I get into speech?
Right.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that one. I was in Berkeley, and I got my master's degree and my PhD in Berkeley, and I got sent to Berkeley by Bell Labs that generously paid for my master's degree, and I was looking for a master's project. And, you know, at Berkeley, you had to do something, write a, you know, master's thesis, and you had to figure out what that was. So basically, you'd go from office to office and talk to professors and say, you know, what do you got? And I went into Professor Messerschmidt's office, Dave Messerschmidt, who taught a lot of signal processing at Berkeley, probably still does. And I remember he just suggested speech recognition. He had, I forget which book, and it was some kind of Kestrel analysis chapter. But and Dave's a great guy, and I'm sure I would have done fine with Dave. But for whatever reason, I kept on walking and also talked to Bob Broderson, who became my thesis advisor. And Bob was also so Dave sort of lit this idea of speech recognition in me. But Broderson and I connected, you know, just, you know, somehow I saw Broderson and I, you know, somehow connected properly. I think it was, you know, I walked in his office and there was a, you know, pile of, you know, 2 feet of paper on his desk, and you know, the place was a mess. And I said, that's me, you know, I would do that too. And so Bob was an IC guy, not really a speech recognition guy at all, but you know, you got to build chips that do something, right? And so, you know, if your goal is to build integrated circuits, you got to find an application for them. And he was looking for one, and speech recognition was probably also in his mind. And so, you know, and that's what I wound up doing for my PhD, and but firstly for my master's.
Wow.
And so I connected with Bob. But I know it was Dave Messerschmidt who first landed the scene. I remember that vividly. And Morgan tells the same story about how he walked into, you know, Nelson Morgan from ICSI, who he was also, by the way, a graduate student at the same time. And he tells the same thing about how he saw the mess on Bob's office, and he said, this must be the advisor for me, too. I don't know if Bob's that messy anymore, and I know Morgan's not that messy anymore, but I still am.
Well, that's great. And so why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you did from there? I mean,
how I got into it or what we did?
Yeah, how you got into it, what you did, and then how you proceeded after you got your doctorate.
All right. Well, as I said, the idea was to make Bob's focus in those days was special purpose integrated circuits are, and you probably know this because we later on had a history of similar projects for ARPA, but the focus was, you know, if you made special purpose integrated circuits, they could outperform computers of those days and perhaps be done cheaper. And the idea would be, you know, to push sort of this kind of intelligence to the, you know, periphery and have all sorts of smart things and devices that could go around. And so the goal was to make a speech recognition chip. And I became sort of the algorithm guy in the group. And, you know, because somebody had to actually figure out how to do speech recognition. And other people were going to build the chips. And so I was sort of the software guy too. You know, it was in the early days, believe it or not. And this was 1978, I think, or probably the summer of 78 when I started. Because I got to Berkeley in September 77. And I got my thesis eventually in 83. So believe it or not, in like 78, you know, most of the grad students in electrical engineering didn't program. You know, a few of them started programming, but I was actually programming and stuff like that. So I was sort of the software guy and or a software guy. And also, you know, did experiments on dynamic time warp speech recognition and, you know, learned a lot about that. And there wasn't really an expertise in that. And when I joined Bob's group, but I sort of learned it, and you know, he's a smart guy. He may not have worked in the field, but he helped me a lot and gotten me connected with the right people. He introduced me to George White, who at the time was doing a lot of speech recognition work, and George sent me, you know, code and coached me in speech recognition. And anyway, so eventually I figured out with their help the you know, the dynamic time warp technology, and we built a chip that did a 1,000-word continuous speech DTW, you know, level building kind of recognizer. And